fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Join us now for the Bible Institute of the Air. Welcome to another broadcast of the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Today we present another in our continuing series of studies from the book of Proverbs. Our teacher today is Mr. Jesse Boyd, who until the time he went to be with his Lord, served as a member of the Bible faculty at Bob Jones University.
Turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 10. Today we're going to consider verses 18 to 22. Now that's Proverbs chapter 10, verses 18 to 22. As you realize by now, the book of Proverbs, beginning in chapter 10 and running through chapter 22 and verse 16, comprise the central section of this book. It's a collection of proverbs in the accepted sense of the term, pithy sayings which express wise rules of conduct, warnings, lessons drawn from experience, and moral reflections. These proverbs of Solomon are for the most part unconnected sentences without systematic order or logical sequence. They are, however, remarkable for profound thought and acute observation expressed in antithetical or illustrative form. The whole comprising a divine system of morals of universal application, a treasury of wisdom in all its diversified details, both personal, domestic, social, and civil. And now in our paragraph for today, verses 18 to 22, there are four proverbs. The first one is the proverb regarding the speech of a fool in verse 18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth slander, is a fool. You'll notice in this proverb, there are two things set forth with regards the speech of a fool. First of all, it's the speech of a hypocritical fool, and then the speech of slander, or the speech of a slanderous fool. Now notice, first of all, says here, he that hideth hatred with lying lips is a fool. The motivation of his hypocritical speech is that he hideth hatred. He concealeth the fact that he harbors hatred in his heart. He appears and tries to impress the person with whom he speaks that he has sincere motives toward him, that he likes him, that he has his best at his heart, and he hides or conceals the fact that he actually hates the person to whom he speaks. So that's the motive of his hypocritical speech. You'll notice in the second place, the method of his hypocritical speech is he does so with lying lips. That is, he tells lies. Now, the Word of God tells us that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone. And the Word of God also says that without the city, the New Jerusalem, will be those who love and make lies. Now, the fool, when he speaks with lying lips, he does so as he conceals hatred in his heart. He may do this by flattery. He may do it by generous speech toward someone. He may do it by even indicating that he has joy in the company of, and he takes pleasure in doing good to someone, but he hides that hatred in his heart. And then verse 18 also says, he that uttereth slander is a fool. This speaks of the speech of a slanderous fool. The motive of this slanderous speech is unrevealed in this passage. However, it may be character assassination, Or it may be slander that is used for personal advancement. A person who is an opportunist, who will slander someone whom he desires to actually get ahead of or to be promoted over, and so he will slander him. And of course the method is this matter of slander. He uttereth this slanderous speech, which means it's outspoken slander. Now listen, the devil is a slanderer. And the person who slanders another does the work of a devil. As a matter of fact, in the New Testament, the word for devil occurs only 3 times in the plural. And it's translated in those cases either by the word false accuser or slanderer. Now, the word devils in the plural in the New Testament refer to demons. But the word devils in the plural, in those 3 cases, they are in the pastoral epistles, by the way, in those 3 cases either refers to men or women who are used of the devil to slander someone else. And so the speech of a fool is either hypocritical or it's slanderous. Now, the fool is a moral derelict. For the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God, according to Psalm 14:1. That is, the fool orders his life without regards to God. He is insensible to moral truth, and he acts as though there was no such thing as absolute moral truth. All right, here we have then a proverb regarding the speech of a fool, both hypocritical speech and slanderous speech. In verse 19, there is a proverb regarding the caution in speech. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. 2 things in this passage. One is the sin of uncontrolled speech, and second, the wisdom of cautious speech. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, or there wanteth not transgression. Certainly a person who is given to much speech, if he's not very careful, will engage in the kind of speech that will introduce that which transgresseth God's law. The sin of egotism crops up. The sin of vain babbling or empty jargon might be introduced. Or sometimes the passing on of words concerning another, which maybe had not intended to be brought up, occurs in lots of talk. And so it behooves us to be wise with regards to our speech, and that means we're to be cautious about what we say. He that refraineth his lips, he that is cautious about what he says is wise, the Word of God says. This person weighs his words before he utters them. He never speaks except when he has something to say. He speaks only just enough. And when he speaks, he considers the time, the circumstances, and the person to whom he speaks, or the person about whom he speaks. He speaks then what is solid and what is suitable and what is profitable. Now this verse teaches us that the talent for conversation is valueless both to the possessor and to those who hear him speak, except it be connected with the talent of silence, that is, when to know how to keep one's mouth shut and not open it and give idle talk. As a matter of fact, the Word of God says we're going to give account for every idle word that we speak. And so, light words weigh heavy in God's balance. A third proverb in this passage is found in verses 20 and 21. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many. But fools die for want of wisdom. In these 2 verses, there is contrasted the value of the speech of the righteous and the value of the speech of the wicked. In our version, the righteous is referred to as just in verse 20 and righteous in verse 21. Now, the just person or the righteous person is one who, in the first place, is righteous in the sight of God. And the only person who is righteous in the sight of God is one who has by faith received Jesus Christ as his Savior. Also, the just person is the person who is righteous in his dealings with men. In other words, he applies that righteous character that God gives him into his action and his conduct towards men. Now, it says here that, first of all, the tongue of the righteous person is as choice silver. That is, it's refined and free of dross. And therefore, that which proceeds from his tongue is of pure intent and without deceit or without guile. In verse 21, it says, the lips of the righteous feed many. So we have the value set forth in terms of monetary value, choice silver, and then also in nourishing value, that which is designed to nourish the person to whom one speaks. So there's great value in the speech of the righteous. But then in verse 20b and 21b, the value of the speech of the wicked is set forth in this way. The heart of the wicked is of little worth. Fools die for want of wisdom. Now, the wicked are those who do not have a proper attitude towards God. Therefore, they order their lives contrary to his laws. Now, it says the heart of the wicked is of little worth. The heart is the seat of the emotions, the affections, and the volition. And the heart, according to the Lord Jesus Christ, is the source of what one says. For it's from the heart that come all kinds of speaking, and from the wicked heart, which is a cesspool of iniquity, comes all kinds of evil speakings. And so this is of little worth. That is, it's worthless, it's fruitless. And the result is, fools die for want of wisdom. They not only do not feed others, but they themselves perish because they have nothing with which to be nourished. And then in verse 22, there is a proverb regarding divine blessing. It says, the blessing of the Lord it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The word it is emphatic and simply means, as it refers to the blessing of the Lord, it's placing emphasis that the blessing, the prosperity that comes from the blessing of God, that makes rich and that adds no sorrow with it. When one's good fortune is the blessing of the Lord, he's free from the anxieties which ill-gotten riches create. Those ill-gotten riches yield no genuine happiness. Divinely bestowed riches do yield genuine happiness. Now in verse 4, the hand of the diligent maketh rich. And this is consistent with the fact that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. The sluggard looks for prosperity without diligence, but the unbeliever looks for diligence alone as the basis of prosperity, but the Christian finds the blessing of the Lord in the exercise of diligence. May the Lord bless these proverbs to our hearts and enable us to apply the principles in them to our lives.
You've been listening to another lesson in our continuing studies from the book of Proverbs on the Bible Institute of the Air. Today's study was by Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty of Bob Jones University. We trust that the timeless truths taught in these studies, recorded by Mr. Boyd during his earthly ministry, will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. Join us again next time for more helpful studies on the Bible Institute of the Air. This program is a production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.
Faithful.